filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
If we've learned any lesson over the last few hours and days, it's that evil exists, doesn't it? Sure does. Putting aside politics for a few moments, gun control and my guest lineup and all that, which is coming, is going to be an epic guest lineup, by the way, today. Absolutely epic. But putting all of that aside for just a few moments, I wanted to focus with you here for just a few minutes on something we discuss together frequently here on the Armed American Radio Network as part of the AAR Network Nation, if you will. And that's the fact that evil exists, doesn't it? Bad people do bad things. And I'm going to be honest with you. You already know this. But we're powerless to stop it. We are powerless to stop it. Two brutal lessons we've learned in the past few hours and days. That young Marine beaten and attacked by a group of racist thugs using that phony Black Lives Matter theme, born on a lie, at the McDonald's, hero, ambushed. Follow that with the randomness of just, you know, utter evil. An evil being in Kalamazoo, Michigan, murdering six innocent people at random. This is what evil does. No motive other than to apparently kill for the fun of it. The most evil of all evil. And it exists. It exists here in America. It exists everywhere in the world. It has existed since the dawn of time. There are Americans, believe it or not, you believe it, I know you do, that's why you listen to this show, who actually believe that stopping bad people from doing bad things can be accomplished by disarming good people. That by rendering you, or me, and the vast majority of good people defenseless in the face of that evil, who would then be able to harm us at will, somehow makes us safer. Look, these type of people are, quite frankly, fairy dust sniffing, la-la land living unicorn riders. You know some of them. I know you do. All of them liberal. And they're among us. The clueless. Can't we all just get along, folks? You know those folks. They're just along for the ride, who actually believe that if we all just talk to each other, that somehow evil will be defeated. You know, the folks who believe we can talk to ISIS. Stop it. Just stop it. Or drop flyers on them to get them to stop doing very, very bad things. These are just clueless people. They're good people, for the most part. Good liberals, if you will. You could say that. Why liberal? Well, because no conservative is foolish enough to believe that bad people can be stopped by worthless, disarmed, helpless, defenseless liberals who would try to talk their way out of being killed right before they get killed. These are just clueless people with good intentions who really, truly believe we all just can get along. The folks that you see, I guess, with the coexist stickers, right, on their cars, Priuses. Then there are those who I rank right up there with evil itself, those people who know damn good and well that bad people do bad things and don't care whether you have your right to defend yourself. They know that there are people like this Michigan killer who will murder simply at will because he can. And they know that we are powerless to predict it and still advocate for the elimination of your right to use and carry whatever tool you choose. Here on Armed American Radio, of course, we focus on the gun. And they work tirelessly to eliminate that and your right to use it, knowing, as I said, damn well that evil exists. This, in my book, makes them evil, just as evil, or even more so. Their philosophy, their evil philosophy of gun-free disarmament gets good people killed. Is that evil? It is if they know it, and they know it. That makes them just as evil in my book. Most people who knowingly advocate leaving the masses defenseless in the face of the evil they know exists and preys upon the innocent. This radio host believes in and of itself is evil. Remember, you saw South Carolina yesterday. You saw New Hampshire before it. You saw Iowa before that. And you saw the Democrats suffering in Nevada, suffering. Very low turnout, while the Republican turnout in the primaries is record-setting in all three states so far. And I can tell you with certainty that it's record-setting here, where I reside. The number's already in. In this crazy political climate that we live in, so remember this, because this is crazy political climate. You've seen it. You've been watching it. Where there are those who openly are working to destroy your human right to defend your life in the midst of an election cycle that now, with the passing of Justice Scalia, makes your vote that much more important. So it's incumbent upon you to be paying attention, but you have to understand these things before we can progress forward together. You must understand that evil exists. There are people who would beat this young man in front of a McDonald's within inches of his life because he wouldn't say he agrees with their phony Black Lives Matter lie. A man who fought for their right to be the dopes that they are. There are men like this monster in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who will randomly kill people simply for the fun of it because they can. You must understand that this evil exists. If you refuse to believe that, the rest of the conversation is moot. You can never begin to take your self-defense, your personal safety seriously until you accept these facts. We will never, try as we might, rid the world of evil. There will always be another ISIS. There will always be another Al-Qaeda. There will always be another Third Reich. There will always be those people who want to leave you defenseless in the face of this. How we defend against it is by accepting its existence. Step number one. Step number two, working tirelessly to defeat it. And step number three, accepting that we will not always win. We will be powerless from time to time, as we saw in Michigan. We are incapable as human beings, of predicting this type of evil. Therefore, we must possess the means to defend against it. You know, funny story, before we wrap up this segment, go to my first guest, Alan Gottlieb, followed by the great A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News award-winning Second Amendment journalist and Armed American Radio's newest contributor as political analyst, and later Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America, all in the same boat, baby. This is going to be a great show. But it's funny, a funny story. As we head to the break, my son and I were driving down the road today, and I talk about these coexist stickers and these dopey liberals. And you can stereotype it. As much as I hate to say that, you actually can. In front of us was a little smart car with a grown man in it. My son and I were coming back from Cabela's, where I had been looking at a SIG, P226. Didn't make the purchase yet, and a number of other cool things that you can get at Cabela's. And as we're driving down the road, we see this little smart car, and on the bottom right bumper sticker, or bottom right bumper, it says, that car itself is a bumper for, as far as I'm concerned, dopey little thing, is a little sticker that says, I heart H with an arrow through it. I love Hillary. There's a grown man driving it. And here's what I can tell you before he turned into his apartment complex. He ain't voting for Cruz. He doesn't like my right to bear arms. Probably not a gun owner. thinks he's saving the world with his little green car. And I betcha thinks we can all just get along. And I bet he didn't have a gun in the car to defend himself. I had two. I had one in the truck and I had one on my side. Don't be one of those people. Understand bad people exist, evil exists, and that you have a right to defend against it. When we come back, the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, we will talk about all kinds of fun stuff. We are just getting started. Don't go away.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org, Second Amendment Foundation. I got about two emails over the course of the last few days with individuals sending me photographs of their Defenders Club life membership plaque, thanking me, their framed life membership, thanking me for mentioning that to them. And I want to mention to you, too, here, lots of new listeners here on the Armed American Radio Nation, that the Second Amendment Foundation makes it possible for us to enjoy our right to keep and bear arms by fighting in courtrooms across the country, no less than 30, I believe, active cases right now. And we're going to go to Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, great friend of mine and a good friend of yours by proxy. I can promise you that. Alan, welcome to the show, my friend. I want to apologize as I get over my cold. You can probably hear it in my voice. So just bear with me as I lose my voice. Freedom never takes a break, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you feel better soon. And I also want to thank those people that emailed you that they got plaques and life membership in the Second Amendment Foundation. I personally thank them as well.
Well, thank you for the Second Amendment Foundation and for making it possible. You know, I've got a lot to talk with you about for the remainder of this hour, not the least of which is a New York Times piece titled Supreme Court Appointment Could Reshape American Life. And I think it's one of the most important things I've read in quite some time. And I mean, it could be the most important piece I've read at least since the inception of this program. And that's been 7+ years now. But before I do that, I want to go to a court case that I found, and I hate to give these people, you know, any publicity, but it's over at Bloomberg-funded news site The Trace, Alan. And there was a court case, should assault rifle marketing be held responsible for assault rifle massacres? And there was apparently a lawsuit brought by families of Sandy Hook to expose the industry strategies, according to The Trace, behind selling, quote-unquote, military-style guns to civilians. And if this case survives, there's a round, I guess. Are you familiar with this case at all?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's at stake here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the advertising of the XM-15, which is an AR-15, semi-automatic sport rifle, popular sport rifle, that has an individual dressed in what would appear to be paramilitary gear or military gear with an XM-15 Bushmaster. Tell us about the case and why that's important.
Well, what they're trying to accomplish here, of course, is to put manufacturers out of business that make, you know, so-called assault rifles, or what I call sport utility, you know, rifles. But again, I think it's a frivolous suit. I don't think it's going to, you know, like go anywhere. They make it lucky and have a stupid judge, quite frankly, who hates guns, rule their way. But on appeal level, at worst case scenario, on appeal level, it's going to bite the dust. And they've tried things like this before. You know, if you remember, if you go back a number of years, you had the Brady Center also suing, along with some cities, suing gun manufacturers for damages that guns might do to people if people misuse those firearms. And eventually all those suits that cost the industry a significant, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend. But eventually they all, you know, bit the dust and lost. So there's a case record here and a history of why the suit's going to lose. But again, anybody can file a suit, and the problem is you have to defend yourself, and you need to cost, you know, you have to have the money to do it. And what the game plan here is, of course, is that if you run up the cost of manufacturing guns, they have to raise the prices, and it costs you and I more money. And if you and I spend more money, we can buy less guns, and that's what the other side is trying to accomplish. It's all part of gun prohibition, you know, part of their agenda, and they'll go for it any way they can.
The ultimate goal here, let's just call it what it is to put Bushmaster out of business, isn't it?
Most definitely. I mean, that's what their goal is. They want to put every gun manufacturer out of business, but, you know, they try it one step at a time. They're going to lose this. There's no way they're going to win it. The one of the problems these companies have, though, is you can be bankrupt in just trying to defend these suits.
Yeah, and that's what the other side knows. And the other side has got a bottomless pit wallet, looking at the bottom of the pit with, you know, it just fills back up with green every time Bloomberg opens up his wallet. So this is why this is dangerous. What is really interesting about this case is they're going after the actual advertisement itself that shows military with a rifle, And it shows the Bushmaster defendants attract buyers by extolling the militaristic and assaultive qualities of their AR-15 rifles. The complaint alleges that while the weapon is suitable for the military and for law enforcement, where it's used for combat and limited police purposes, in civilian hands, the high-caliber, rapid-fire rifles are essentially killing machines. So here we are in Connecticut. What are the odds that this is that they're going to get a liberal judge in Connecticut that's going to just take this thing up, you know, one or two appellate levels and cost Bushmaster just tons of money before this thing eventually gets chucked?
Well, that's exactly right. You said it exactly as it's probably going to play out, Mark. You hit the nail right on the head.
I wanted to be wrong in that case. But,
that is
going
to
happen.
I would like to be wrong, too. But, no, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And we already know that there's virtually no judges in Connecticut that support gun rights. You know, I think the only lawsuit that's ever been won in Connecticut actually was the Second Amendment Foundation lawsuit back when the city of New Haven, Connecticut banned the sale of handguns. And they lost that because there's a preemption statute in Connecticut that doesn't allow them to do it. And we won that at the lower court level, and I believe the city appealed it. We won it at the appeals court level and stopped their ban on the sale of handguns. But, I mean, since that case, since the Second Amendment Foundation won, I don't think there's been a case won in the state of Connecticut.
No, I can't think of one that's been won. And then when you throw Newtown in on top of it and Bloomberg's millions, this is undoubtedly going to cost Bushmaster an awful lot of money to defend. And it will probably drag out. What's your experience here, Alan? Tell you a couple of years at least on this, isn't it? Their goal is to drag this out as long as possible, right?
Right. Well, the other side isn't going to rush to tell the judge we want a decision immediately either, because what they want to do is they want to bleed Bushmaster. And they also want all kinds of discovery. They want into all of Bushmaster's files and everything else. So when you file these lawsuits, you know, you get to have discovery so they can get all the marketing strategy, all the ads they've ever placed. I mean, the discovery will slow the case down and also runs up Bushmaster's costs.
Yeah, well, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act here, PLCAA, is coming into play here, and hopefully it works as it's supposed to work in this particular case. And in this particular case, this is frivolous. You know, Bushmaster is not a defective product. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and Bushmaster has a lot of support on this side of the fence, no doubt about it. But, yeah, these were the evil people I was talking about in the opening segment, Alan. These people know exactly what they're doing, and in my book, that makes them just as evil as evil itself. Is that too harsh?
No, I don't think it's too harsh at all. I mean, somebody's got to call them out, and that's what you and Armed American Radio do so well.
No, we don't talk to them. We talk about them. And, you know, quite frankly, it's sad that there isn't more of it. The mainstream media, if you're depending on the mainstream media, it simply isn't going to happen. Alan, when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break. So much to go through. I've got lots of notes here. Lots of stuff written down to talk with you about. There's a New York Times piece on Scalia that is probably the most frightening news piece. New York Times, call it what you want. But it is, no doubt, in my mind, one of the scariest pieces I've ever read. And when we come back, I'll paraphrase some of it for you, and we'll get some commentary from Alan Gottlieb on it. If it doesn't wake you up, you might not be breathing. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
One of the scariest pieces I've ever seen, not just in the New York Times, but just about anywhere, as a lover of freedom and as someone who defends the right to keep and bear arms for a living, quite frankly, both in print, on radio, with books, now getting ready to work on the third book, my second one with Rob Pincus. This headline caught my eye, ran on February 18th by an Adam Liptak at the New York Times. It says, Supreme Court appointee could reshape American life. And what it goes on to tell us is that there's a reason Republican senators are adamant. We'll discuss that with Alan, and how adamant are they? They're already beginning to show some cracks and some weaknesses. But standing firm in keeping Obama from appointing a successor, that should be nominating, quite frankly, this is how we take the language back, to Justice Scalia. And I want to quote from Lee Epstein, a law professor and political scientist at Washington University in St. Louis, and he says, at-risk precedents run from campaign finance to commerce, from race to religion, and they include some signature Scalia projects, such as the Second Amendment. And Lee continues, some would go quickly, like Citizens United. Of course, that's campaign finance. And some would go slower, she said. But they'll go. So when we dig into this a little bit deeper, And I guess, Alan, let me just start. Let me go to you on that one right there. And then I'll give you some examples from the column itself. At-risk precedents run from campaign finance to commerce, from race to religion, and they include signature Scalia projects such as the Second Amendment. Some will go quickly, some will go slower, but they'll go. What does that tell us?
Well, it tells us we're really at risk, big time. It tells us the New York Times is pushing their agenda, of course, in the story they're writing. But, you know, liberals obviously would like to overturn all those and make those precedents all die. And like I always say, we have ruled by man, not ruled by law. Unfortunately, all it takes is one more judge on that Supreme Court who doesn't like Second Amendment rights, and they can shred the Bill of Rights instantly. So I think it's one of the reasons why you're seeing gun owners turning out in record numbers in the election cycle here. And I'm hoping and praying that this November we put this to bed once and for all, because quite honestly, we could lose our rights just at the stroke of a pen. This is really scary.
Yeah, let me dig a little bit deeper into this. This is what's frightening about this piece. I want to go back to something you just said and kind of let's get a little bit deeper in the weeds here. According to the author of this piece, appointing a replacement for Justice Scalia could be just as consequential. Abortion rights would become more secure and gun rights less so. Business interests would meet with less success and consumers and workers with more. Judicial hostility to government programs aimed at helping disadvantaged minorities would wane. First Amendment arguments in cases on campaign finance, public unions, and commercial speech would meet a more skeptical reception. Now, what they're telling us there is exactly what you just said. And that is the liberal wish list. I mean, literally going right down the list. And this is what we need to be concerned with. Go ahead.
It also admits, quite frankly, that liberals want to legislate from the bench, flat out.
Doesn't it? Okay, great takeaway.
What they can't get passed in Congress, they want the Supreme Court to do with non-elected officials.
Take a listen to this. We're reminded by this writer that a new Obama appointee would bolster the current court's four-member liberal bloc, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, who were appointed by President Bill Clinton, and Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, appointed by Mr. Obama. So what we've got is the New York Times flat out doing what you just said, admitting the agenda and the liberal activism from the bench. And this should scare not just conservatives, Alan, for crying out loud, any freedom-loving American, including a socialist. I refer to Democrats as socialists now because that's what they are. But this should frighten everybody. Why doesn't it? Do they honestly believe that they'll never see another Republican in the White House? Don't they understand, or has it just been 8 long years that they're believing their own lies? Which one is it?
Well, I'm not sure which one it is, Mark, but quite frankly, it follows a pattern. You know, they do the same thing with judges. When they use nuclear options on conservative judges, but then they don't expect the nuclear options to come back against liberal judges. They do all this all the time. It's good for them, but no one else is supposed to be able to play the game by those same rules that they decide, you know, to implement over and over again. I mean, these people don't care about democracy. They don't care about, you know, one man, one vote. They don't care about any of this stuff. All they care about is pushing their agenda any way they can. I mean, to them, it goes back to, you know, I hate to say it, the old slogan, you know, the means justify the ends, or the ends justify the means there. Whatever way they can get away with, they're going to do.
Take a listen to Vikram Amar, who's the dean of the University of Illinois College of Law. These are not small people making these statements. Okay, this is the dean of the University of Illinois College of Law. Quoting, adding another justice who has instincts, and outlooks similar to those of Ginsburg and Sotomayor could call into question a number of contentious 5-4 precedents, ticking off the decisions that might be overruled. Amar listed 6, starting with Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission and District of Columbia versus Heller, which recognized the Second Amendment right to keep guns. The Second Amendment right to keep guns. Alan, even the reporting itself is misleading about Heller. So,
yeah, but they don't care, Mark. I mean, this is the problem. And unfortunately, if you're in power and you have the microphone like they do in the major media, you can control the message. If you can control the message, you can control the outcome. And that's why we need to.
Well, you're saying something that I like to say quite a bit. just in a little bit of different, do you? But to me, it's control the media. You control the masses by controlling the media. You control the media, you control the message, you control the message, you control the masses. And this is exactly, you know, this is Joseph Goebbels' propaganda from the 1930s that was so effective in Nazi Germany. You know, this is pure propaganda-driven journalism and activism, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And just shows you how many institutional enemies the right to keep and bear arms has.
Well, I'll go back to the end of this, and then we'll move on. I want you in the listening audience to understand just how deep this is and how much this means. Instead of overruling precedents outright, he said a liberal majority might hollow some of them out, notably in the area of gun rights. The five would narrow Heller to the point of irrelevancy, meaning five liberals instead of five conservatives, would narrow Heller to the point of irrelevancy. Speaking of the law that said Americans had a constitutional right to keep handguns at home, Professor Ginsburg said a court dominated by liberals could reshape Second Amendment rights without overruling the Heller decision and its 2010 successor, McDonald v. Chicago, which you know everything about, Alan. And he says, quoting, if we got a fifth liberal on the court, the pendulum would swing pretty quickly on gun control. I expect we'd see a major shift in the kind of gun control laws that get approved by the court. Look for enhanced registration requirements as the first step. A new Obama appointee would make successful Second Amendment challenges to gun control laws even less likely, and it would pretty much point to what Senator Cruz has been saying on the campaign trail, quoting, we are one justice away from a Supreme Court that will reverse the Heller decision, one of Scalia's seminal decisions that upheld the Second Amendment right to keep and to bear arms. That's a frightening piece, Alan.
It is. I just want to point out that it isn't just Senator Cruz who's been saying that. Every single Republican candidate running for president has said that. So there's a real difference here between Republicans and Democrats.
It is not a fine line. It's a big dividing line, and we all know what it is. When we come back, Alan, I want to talk a little bit about the election. This is a great point to segue from what we just set up with how dangerous this new nominee will be. Not could be. Will be. Obama is not going to appoint someone friendly to our right to bear arms. You know it, I know it, and any honest American also knows it. When we come back, we want to get into the election a little bit with Alan. What happened in South Carolina? What happens going forward? Are we afraid of a President Trump? We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Hey, you know, speaking of John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, there's a site I want to take you to, papers.ssrn.com. papers.ssrn.com. Download this survey. It's a social science research network. And we'll talk more about this with John next week. John Lott will be here on the program. But I want you to head over there, take a look at this. Economists and criminologists' view on guns, crime, suicides, and right to carry concealed handgun laws by Gary Mauser and John R. Lott Jr. Gary Mauser is from Simon Fraser University, Beattie School of Business, and of course you know John Lott from Crime Prevention Research Center, Fox News contributor, New York Times best-selling author, multiple books, including More Guns, Less Crime. John will be a guest on the program next week. Head over, download this survey, and help us out here, okay? When you just heard what you heard with Alan and I talking about the New York Times piece and the importance of this election, this truly is the single most important election in my lifetime. And I'm talking about as it relates to our right to bear arms. Alan, I think you agree with that statement. We hear that every election cycle, but this one's it, isn't it?
We hear it every election cycle, but there's no doubt right now, especially with the Supreme Court hanging by a thread, one doesn't have to say that, well, maybe it isn't. It obviously is.
It definitely is. Let's talk rapid fire about some stuff now with you. Hit a few topics in this final segment of this hour with you. First off, Mitch McConnell came out. I mean, he was just stones to the wall. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Now, Mitch McConnell has said that before, and quite frankly, has let a lot of us down in conjunction with John Boehner and others in the establishment. Hence why they're having a tough time figuring out why Jeb Bush just suspended his campaign yesterday. They for whatever reason, they don't understand the anger, not just across America, but at the establishment itself. So having said that, do you trust McConnell at this stage of the game, now that we're seeing what appears to be some cracks coming from Grassley, to keep his word relative to not putting forth a nominee through a hearing process? What do you think?
Well, I think the bottom line is going to be is we don't want an Obama person, you know, confirmed that is anti-gun rights, period. And there's no doubt Obama will not nominate anybody who is pro-gun rights. So I think what we're really looking at here is not so much will there be hearings or not. There may be hearings. The question is, will there be a vote on the Senate floor to confirm any nominee Obama appoints? I believe the answer to that is an absolute no. They can go through the motions of holding hearings, and requesting documents and doing all that, but I don't believe you're going to have an actual vote on the Senate floor. I think we can hold them to their word on that. And there's no choice about it. There are too many issues here at stake. It isn't just gun rights. As far as Republicans are concerned, you know, there's a whole lot of issues, like the New York Times pointed out, that they're all concerned about. If it was just gun rights hanging in the balance, I wouldn't trust them quite as much. But considering there's so much hanging in the balance, I believe we're going to be okay.
All right, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. There's a Breitbart piece out. You mentioned it, and you didn't mention the Breitbart piece, but you mentioned something in your response there that reminded me of the Breitbart piece, and I don't have time to pull it up right now, but I'll just give you the basic synopsis of it. And it is that if the Republicans allow the process to begin, it becomes harder and harder and harder to stop the process as the dominoes begin to fall, because they will, in a sense, begin putting more political pressure on themselves through the electorate and give Obama the ability to say, stop obstructing, continue the process. You think there's any truth to that, or is that just scare tactic?
There can definitely be truth to that, but there can be truth to the other side of the coin, too. That is, as you hold hearings on an Obama nominee, the American public sees just how bad the person is and how radical and extreme they are, and how they want to shred the Bill of Rights. It might help turn out voters as well. So that could go either way. It's a matter of tactics, and I'm not sure that it means that much. But it's something we need to all watch, pay attention to, and follow. And, of course, the safest thing would be if there were no hearings held at all. Let's be honest about it.
Well, you know, the Republican leadership has, for whatever reason, seemingly been afraid to be called obstructionist, when in reality, 2012 and 2014 elections are the people saying, we want you to obstruct. Yet they don't see it that way at the establishment. So I'm hopeful in this case they do. But I will tell you this again. I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. I got burned on it in the past. I'm going to hope and pray, as you say, that McConnell keeps his word at the Republican leadership. Now let's turn our attention over to the elections. What the heck just happened in South Carolina? Let's let the political animal in you come out and have some fun with this. This has been unbelievably fun to watch. Your thoughts on the results in, I guess, Iowa, New Hampshire, and now in particular South Carolina, and the fact that Bush jumped as fast as he did.
Well, I'm glad he jumped as fast as he did, but he should have done it a week earlier, and I'll tell you why. the problem is this. First, let me say this. All the Republican candidates are pro-gun,
right.
And it's not even a matter of degree. If there's any problem that I might have at all in the back of my mind that haunts me, it's the fact that Donald Trump once came out for an assault weapon ban. I believe he's definitely changed his position on that. I believe he's being honest when he says he's changed his position on that. But they're all pro-gun. I can't say that any one is more pro-gun than the other. We are going to be ecstatic with any of them, okay? So I'm just going to say now what it really means or whatever. It's hard for me to say this without saying who my favorite might be, and I really don't want to say who my favorite might be.
I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that either. But let's put it this way. So just on the playing field, okay, if Bush didn't get out, all right, it would mean that Rubio would have no chance because they're splitting a lot of the vote, particularly in the state of Florida. And
right.
If Bush would have got out a week earlier, his name would not have been on the ballot, and the absentee ballots that have already been put in the mail, of which a third of the Republican absentees have already been sent back to the state of Florida, has Bush's name on that. So if one is part of the party that doesn't want to see Trump, say, get the nomination, it would have been better for Bush to drop out earlier. I guess you could say in this case better late than never. My feeling at this point is that Trump needs to carry Florida and Texas to be able to get the nomination, because those are the key states that Rubio's from and that Cruz is from. So his strategy has to be one of trying to make sure he wins in Florida, which is winner take all, and in the state of Texas, which is delegate rich, in order to go through and not have a convention that's contested. For Rubio, he needs to carry Florida. For Cruz, he needs to carry Texas to stay in there and make this thing go on to the convention. I'm not sure. Initially, I was a little upset when they're all attacking each other vehemently and with very negative ads. I don't think that helps any of us, quite honestly, because it only helps the Democrats. But on the other hand, each man wants it, and each man has a right to run for office. And so they're going to run their campaigns that way. I sort of hope the negativity goes away, because as we get close to the election, the negativity could turn off our base by, hey, my guy was the only good guy, the rest of them aren't good, and so I'm going to sit home. And if that happens, we're going to have a liberal on the Supreme Court tipping the balance of power.
And that is not what we want. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much. What a great hour with you. Incredibly insightful. Looking forward to having you back on as soon as possible, hopefully next week as usual. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. You've been listening to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and a Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He's fighting for you. Join them at saf.org. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. A.W.R. Hawkins, Armed American Radio's new political analyst from Breitbart News, next, right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.